Robert Blunden is professor of health policy and political analysis at the Harvard School of Public Health and the Harvard Kennedy School of Government. He discusses the Democratic candidate's platform for healthcare.
There really is a philosophical difference between the parties. Republicans really feel that if people themselves controlled more of the financial wherewithal, they would shop more, they'd ask more questions, they'd put more pressure on their physicians to talk about less expensive options and choices. And so what a health savings account is, that you are an employer, or if you're lower income, the federal government puts tax-free money into an account, which can carry on year after year, and you could use to supplement additional health care expenses beyond your the insurance policy you have. And that gives people sort of a cushion when they have more expenditures, but it also gives them a safety net. This issue is extraordinarily controversial between the political parties, because Democrats tend to believe that people, when they're ill, are not in a particularly good shape to shop, nor are they particularly good shape to make financial decisions about what is worth or not, and what procedure they need and what not. So they are much less enthusiastic about the idea that you'd have less expensive coverage, but you'd have this small pot of money, or it could be larger, that you would supplement if you had particular medical needs, but you would be the one making the decisions. But this is a very big philosophical issue. This just isn't a technical issue. It has to do with whether or not you think that consumers with a lot of financial responsibility for themselves can find more effective, less expensive care, and you create all these incentives for them to look for something where the charges would be lower, versus it's not easy for people to do that. You need professionals have to set up structures for people to make choices, and you should not rely on either savings accounts or very high deductibles and copays as a way of solving cost problems. And that's why the outcome of the election will matter, because it's a very different view of what the future should look like. Well, it's very hard, since the ACA has had its problems and everything else, for someone just to say, I'm going to keep it as it is. So Secretary Clinton will have a number of suggestions. One is, so she's completely on the opposite side from the Republicans. Her view is that many people have too large deductibles and copays, and for moderate income people, it's really deterring care. She's likely to try to see if they actually could increase the government subsidies so the plans offered a wider range of benefits. Likewise, one of the things that occurred is that as this got set up, a number of plans have what they technically call narrow networks, which is you sign up, but not all the physicians or hospitals in your community are part of the plan, and some of them are quite restrictive about who you can see and where you can go. She's likely to push away from the support of plans where people only have a very limited choice of physicians and hospitals to more broadly based plans. And then lastly, she's likely to want the government to take a somewhat tougher attitudes in negotiations and reimbursements for pharmaceuticals. So prices of drugs have gone up, but the issue, I believe, is where you are. We are developing a series of drugs, which still are not very common, which will be very, very expensive for their use. Cancer, hepatitis C, which is only essentially a one-year set of treatments, but the costs have been quite extraordinary for people having to pay for somebody else for that. in the short term. And so the visibility of very expensive new drugs, and then the case where a generic actually went up in price very rapidly, and then discussions that now appearing in the press about other generics substantially raising their costs, has made this a much more visible issue any time since Medicare Part D was enacted. But it's become very visible, and it's something that people talk about. But I believe it is the combination of the very visible generic drugs, I mean, a lot of them that rose very sharply, and then the development of a set of new drugs for cancer, for hepatitis C, which is a different circumstance, where the numbers seem staggering. The people, they hear about what the yearly cost would be, and they're so concerned, could we ever pay for it? Would my insurer pay for it? For that, that has sort of driven this to a more visible issue. We're going to have a debate between the parties over what the FDA should look like, how quickly drugs could go through. Part of that may be the trade-off for shorter patents for other types of advantages. But a separate discussion is what we do about the cost of new drug development. But that will be extremely hard for any average voter to understand. So I have graduate students who have to really work on understanding that the new Asian trade bill shortens the patent life that currently exists, but it's longer than other countries wanted to have, and why this concerns pharma. These are very important, very technical issues, and I don't think it will have much catch in the election season. From a political point of view, that has always been relatively popular, and for a variety of reasons, political leaders made agreements with pharmaceutical industries that they weren't going to do that. But that will come out, and if were the Democrats to win, they would be asking the pharmaceutical industry to trade something off if they don't want to allow imports from a set of countries where the pharmaceutical companies are somehow inspected by FDA-like entities. I don't think people are seriously thinking of opening. Anybody in the world can sell their drug here without any inspection of their process plants or anything. But they would have to be approved for that. But that resonates with the general public, because it's very hard for people to understand, if we're for free trade and everything, why aren't we for free trade and pharmaceuticals? So that will be an issue. It's been an issue in other elections, and when they enacted Medicare Part D, they sort of took that off the table as a way of having a compromise with the industry in order to get the new Medicare additional drug benefit enacted and implemented. But it will clearly be an issue. And that definitely on the Democratic side. Hillary Clinton is there, Bernie Sanders is there. So that will be a very real issue. And when Medicare Part D was passed, and recall President Bush was president, and the price for his support was that we had competition among private insurance intermediaries who would buy the drugs, but there would not be price setting or very heavy government negotiation under Medicare. But I think the Democrats are going to reopen that as an issue, both in the election campaign and if elected.